Hey there, I'm David Collins, and we're currently on a bit of a retreat here. I'm with Jerry and Amelia and the rest of the team, and we're out at a cabin. We're doing some fishing, some horseback riding, some team building exercises. But last week, we expected to have a guest on the show. Unfortunately, things had to be rescheduled, and he's going to be a great guest to have on our season finale, probably next week. So we're really looking forward to that, but we still wanted to make sure that we got out an episode here as soon as possible, so today we're just filming a small solo episode. Please enjoy.
David
Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David
Collins.
Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30 Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. Really looking forward to it, although a bit strange. We had a guest drop out, and then we went on this company retreat, and I thought, I still want to put out an episode, of course, so we're kind of just recording a solo episode while we're here. But still going to be a great episode for you. Really looking forward to it. We have some great emails, a great game, and I think we're going to be going over a few things. One thing I want to go over today, the top five favorite moments from the Boston trip. Of course, we are now back from Boston. I didn't get a chance to really talk about it on last week's show. So we're going to cover my favorite top five moments. Of course, I always love a good list too. Also, just a quick reminder, we do have a Patreon. So if anybody wants to subscribe for that, find us David Collins 30 Minute Half Hour Show on Patreon. I think we're going to be... Very possibly could be releasing that Lost Lizzo episode, episode number 25. You remember that? Got Jerry behind the camera here. Perfect. Boy, what a great show. Before we get into all that, though, everybody's favorite color of the day. Today's color of the day, reddish brown. Reddish brown is a brownish red, similar to a color I'm seeing a lot of today. The color of the river I'm on, right now, is affected by a red and brown tint due to the tannic acid, a harmless substance that comes from the roots and back of tamarack and oak trees. Years ago, Native Americans would use this substance to preserve animal hides. Reddish brown also won Benjamin Moore's 2022 Color of the Year. Made of 165 red, 42 green, and 42 blue, today's color of the day, reddish brown. Perfect. Today's episode is sponsored by Knock Knock, Who's There Comedy Fundraiser. Brought to you by Habitat for Humanity of the Quad Cities. This is a real charity and not a gambling workaround. If you'd like to purchase a $10 ticket for a chance to win $1,000, the drawing is September 27th. To get your ticket, reach out to Brian Farrell Comedy on Facebook. Spelled F-A-R-R-E-L-L. Brian Farrell Comedy. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show today. Of course, like I mentioned here, no guests today, just a quick solo episode, but that doesn't mean we're not going to get into world news with David Collins. Of course, the biggest stories right now, well, we have politics, there's some current events here, and then the biggest thing going on right now, the Olympics. And it's kind of wrapping up as of the recording of our episode, but it was in the news, of course, and a lot of exciting stories coming out of the Olympics this year. There was that Italian boxer that dropped out after being punched in the face by an alleged boxer. Angela Carini since apologized after quitting her bout at the Paris Olympics in 46 seconds. That's what she said. Then there was this story of this Turkish shooter, Yusef Dikesh, who won silver. But it was a big story, of course, because he was using no assisting devices. He was using both of his eyes, whereas everybody else has some sort of glasses, and they look like an anime character. A bit of an old story now, but if I was Kyle Gass's manager, I'd be teaming up with just a catch to see if we could collaborate. And finally, with the Olympics here, we saw that pole vaulter who had lost because of his schlong. Anthony Ammirati, after ruining his chances for gold due to an outfit malfunction, has increased his Instagram following from 5,000 to over 100,000. Reassuring the world that he's not only a shower. You know who I feel bad for, though? Also having to do with the pole vaulting there. The next day, there was somebody who broke the record here. Armand Duplantis. The next day, this Swedish pole vaulter flew over the bar with a new world record height of 6.25 meters. But it's too bad, though. You know, now everybody just thinks this guy's got a small pecker. Another story here, of course, that Kamala Harris last week or the week before, maybe at some point recently that we haven't covered yet, picked her vice president running mate, former high school football coach Tim Walz. And a lot of people say that Tim Walz there is a good pick for Kamala and a good pick for the job. Apparently, he once led his 0-26 high school football team to a win, which is very exciting. Although it might be a good pick, though, I heard Kamala only picked him so that she could start saying, Walza! Speaking of vice president picks here, Trump's pick, we talked a little about J.D. Vance there, but I'm beginning to start to think he only chose J.D. Vance so that they only had to replace two letters on all the Pence-Trump merch. And Jerry and I were joking today. And Jerry keeps joking about getting these pictures of Virginia and then going around to Trump-Pence signs and putting Virginia over the P.E. in Pence. I was like, that's a pretty good prank. I think we're going to be talking a little more about pranks later in the show here. Next year, we have another story. Of course, that movie Deadpool and Wolverine came out here. Deadpool and Wolverine breaking a lot of records for being a rated R film. It broke the record for the highest grossing rated R movie within just its first 2 weeks. It also had the best opening of any rated R movie opening night. You know, great reviews and everything, and I've heard good things about the movie. You know, me personally, though, not the biggest fan of Deadpool. I think you start seeing a Deadpool movie, you say, you know, this comedy, not Mint Mobile. And the last story I wanted to talk today was, maybe a little more of a fun story, of course. There was a viral video that I noticed going around that was showcasing Mount Everest's growing concerns having to do with what they call a poop problem. As ice melts, the piles of human remains and excrement left over can form dangerous poop slides. Apparently, laws were passed in 2014 requiring climbers to bag their own feces and bring it home with them. But that hasn't been stopping everybody. According to reports, some camps have reputations as, quote, open toilets. Well, I'll tell you, if you're still pooping on Everest,
you are an idiot!
And that was World News with David Collins. You know, to begin today's show today, I thought we'd jump right into a little Boston talk, going through my top five favorite parts of that Boston trip that we took at the beginning of July. Hey there, I'm David Collins, and this is my top five favorite moments from the Boston trip. Number five, the traffic.
Well, we're at a standstill, so I guess that means we're getting close to Boston. We're in Connecticut. We're getting pretty near New York City here, I think, and there was an accident way up there. We're gonna be like this for probably a total of 30 minutes by the end of it.
Number four, the Boston PD. You know, especially in the same time, it was around the same time in lieu of the Karen Reed trial, too. So everybody was talking about how corrupt the Boston police are, and it was a great time to be there. But to see their presence and response time in the heart of Boston is really something. Number three, interviewing Carl Hamburger and seeing his studio. And I was actually very humbled by seeing such a low-quality studio kind of ghetto rigged together. It's great to see that a sign of success may not be always shiny new objects, but infrastructure. Also, he really made us feel welcome there, and he was a real pleasant guy, that Carl Hamburger.
Side by, yeah, that was fun.
Hang on.
That was a good time.
So much fun.
Again.
This guy lives in a nice neighborhood. Yeah. Say again?
Yeah, do it. Sorry, I might have hit the wrong button.
All right, this is totally the first time we're shaking goodbye.
And hello.
Yes.
Number two, the comedy. We met in Boston, comedian Josh Day, at a bar and performed at the open mic at the Middle East. And that was a great time.
All right. Ready? Here we go. You really brought the fucking room down. And then I had to bring it back up by being so funny. All right. And then I thought about my ex-wife, and now I'm fucking... All right. Please give it up for David Coleman! Woo!
Thank you, Mr. Day. Hello. Boy, was I excited for such a big crowd that was in here earlier. I was really looking forward to it. No offense to this smattering, of course. How's everybody doing? He's right. We just drove here from Iowa, and boy, is my wife crazy.
Lastly, number one on my top five favorite parts about Boston, the walking. Everybody knows that I love to go for a bit of a good walk here. And Boston, a lot of walking.
Oh, you guys up for it? Show the Boston you up for it?
Yeah, we walked pretty far.
We did. We walked over.
I just say that because I'm thinking of the blisters on my feet because I had to put beauty before comfort. Yesterday when we were walking out the door.
Right.
Yep.
No socks.
Yeah, no socks. Had some fly.
Delicious no socks Willis.
Had some fly leopard print Vans on that I thought I can rock for 7 miles, but what can you do?
And I did the same.
Hey, Delicious.
Yeah.
The Nuts Factory called, and they're all out of you.
Yeah. I'm loose.
You're listening to...
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with
David Collins.
Listen at work, at home, or on your device. Stream us now.
Of course, it wouldn't be a great episode of David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show if we didn't play at least one game today. Today's game, we're going to be playing, and if you're participating in the game, make sure you email me your answers, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. But today's game is called Which David Collins is David Collins? So we're going to be listening to some David Collins impressions, and maybe my voice is in that list of rounds, of in the list of options of those impressions, or maybe it's not. Or maybe they were all me. And you're going to have to determine which of these David Collins was the real David Collins, and which one was an impression. One other thing to mention, today's game actually inspired by a great voicemail. Thanks so much for that voicemail. Why don't we take a little listen?
Oh, didn't see you there. Hi, I'm David Collins, host of David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
Well, if we were all ready to play here, we're going to go through and start with round one.
Which David Collins is David Collins? Round one.
Hey there. I'm David Collins, and this is my impression.
B.
Hey there. I'm David Collins, and this is my impression.
C.
Hey there. I'm David Collins, and this is my impression.
And give it a few moments here. What do you think, which of those was the impression, and which of those was David Collins? And that answer was...
The real David Collins was... None of the above. Well, what great impressions.
Perfect. Well, I hope you all are doing all right on that game. Why don't we take a quick look here at round two.
Which David Collins is David Collins? Round two. Eight.
Boy, what a great show, and what a great game.
B.
Boy, what a great show, and what a great game.
C.
Boy, what a great show, and what a great game.
All right, just a few moments here. Round two might be a little easier here, I'd have to say.
The real David Collins was none of the above. Those were all great impressions.
That's right. Perfect. Well, congrats to anybody who's doing well here. Make sure you email me how well you're doing, of course, but why don't we look at round three?
Which David Collins is David Collins? Round three.
You know, I must say this ad nauseum, but if you asked me earlier, I would have known, but I just can't think of it right now.
B.
I must say this ad nauseum. If you asked me earlier, I would have been able to think of it. I just can't think of it right now.
C.
I must say this ad nauseum. If you would have asked me earlier, I would have been able to think of it. I just can't think of it right now.
That's perfect. Boy, a little easier here, maybe. What was that answer?
The real David Collins was B.
Perfect. And that was, which David Collins is David Collins? I think we're just going to jump right into our next segment here.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
And of course, that sound means it's time for David Collins call-ins and emails. I'm out. I'm seeing fish jump around me here, too. This email here comes in from Holga in Winnipeg. She wrote in and said, "Hey, David, what are some of your favorite pranks?" Hey there, I'm David Collins. And thanks so much for emailing the show. This is my list of my favorite top five pranks. Number five is a bit of a prop gag, actually. It's one where you get a fake ice tray, or an ice tray that's too small for another ice tray, and then you put it in the freezer and wait until somebody puts that ice tray on top of their ice tray, and it displaces all the water in the bottom ice tray. That's a pretty good prank. Number four, this is one that you do over the phone. You might be sitting around one day and you call a friend and you say, "Hey, what are you up to?" And then they start explaining what they're up to and you hang up. That's a great prank. Number three is one that I came up with pretty recently. I'm pretty happy about it here. You go up to a buddy and you say, "Hey, could I bum a cigarette?" And they'll hand you your pack of cigarettes here, and you take out a cigarette and you light it, and then you put it back in the pack and hand it back to him. Probably one of my newest favorite pranks there. Number two is a handshake prank. You go to shake somebody's hand, and then you just let your hand fall limp. And number one on my top five list of pranks this week, you walk up behind somebody and you put your hand in their hood. And then you don't put anything in their hood, and they'll keep checking their hoodie and say, "What did you put in there?" It's a great prank. China163 emailed the show and said, "Hey, David. Hey there. This is future David Collins. Apparently, Jerry made some sort of mistake with the microphone here that caused us to lose all the audio from this moment going forward. So I'll just have to read these voicemails over here again." China163 emailed the show and said, "Hey, David, I finally watched that episode with Carl and found something ironic. Your sponsor was read by the Hate Watch podcast. Carl once gave the Hate Watch podcast Cringe of the Week specifically for their ad read. Did you know that?" Well, to answer your question, no, I did not know that. But that's a great thing to point out there. Thanks so much for that email. Another email we had here was from Johnny in Louisiana. "Hey, I've something for world news. You record in Dubuque sometimes, don't you? The new Boeing CEO is from Dubuque, Iowa. I'm a figure it's that same Dubuque. No joke, though. Sorry." Well, Johnny, thanks so much. I did hear a little about that there, and I've actually heard that he's done a lot of things that are making people quite happy. But thanks so much for writing that in. We also received a couple of voicemails here. The first one being from friend of the show, Robert Wallace. Why don't we take a little listen?
Caller on 5 of the David Collins Show. What is the time that David Collins starts and finishes? You got 15 seconds. Do, 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 do. Time is up. David Collins' 15-minute, 85-hour show? We would have accepted you're a jackass, or did David Collins' half-hour, 30-minute show?
Well, that would be a great game. Thanks so much, Robert. And lastly, we have another voicemail, another one coming in from our Jamaican correspondent, B-Dude.
"Hey, David. Big Dude here. A call in from the sunny shores of Jamaica. Hope everything good with you, my friend. Me did have to reach out and share some exciting news, man. Me just watched the new Bob Marley movie, One Love, and me have to tell you, it did absolutely fantastic. Them do the legend justice. Bring him story and music to life in a way really touch their heart. It a real tribute to the spirit of reggae and the message of love and unity. Upon another note, Me been a watch the 2024 Paris Olympics, and man me hype. Me favorite event half a be the discus throw. Something about the power and precision of that event, well, it really catch my eye. Jamaica's son, Roche Stoner, sent a new Olympic record at 70 meters and brought home the gold to the island. Respect. That's the latest from Jamaica, David. Keep them good vibes flowing upon the show, and we will catch up with you next time. One love, David. A big up to all your listeners. Bless up, brother.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that call-in, B-Dude, and thanks so much for those call-ins and emails, of course. Boy, what a great show, and we do have a great guest that I'm really looking forward to, somebody actually a little politically minded, which might be interesting there, coming on the show next week. But that's perfect. Boy, what a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David
Collins. 30 minutes.
Show with David
Collins.